This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Alice 97.3 Instagram page. Follow the Alice 97.3 Instagram page and you'll see our clips of the day. And we do a lot of throwback pics and other fun stuff. In fact, today, wait for it, Brynn is going to put up a video showing the mystery.
Nobody wants to see.
Everybody wants to see
spaghetti wires everywhere.
Everyone wants to.
I think
not
today
just
is a good day.
I want to see the whole thing. Just do a 360 from right where you are.
Nobody wants to see that. I think we forgot to post
people want
to
see it.
Nicole prom photo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a good
see.
Throwback it's Thursday.
You know what's cool about that pic is that she shouldn't be humiliated about it. Like,
no.
My prom picture is humiliating.
Well, let's get that up,
too.
No, you don't want to.
That's the one we want to see.
You want to hear something trippy about that?
Nicole looks like a model in hers.
Listen to this. So, for prom, I'd broken up with my steady at the time. This was Darcy.
Okay, Darcy.
We break up, and now I'm single. And I'm, of course, I'm, I got to date somebody for the prom, right? So I go and I ask this girl to go, and she says yes, and it's this whole thing. And then me and Darcy get back together. And now I'm committed to going to prom with this chick, even though I'm already back with my girlfriend. How's that?
Crunchy.
Yeah,
that's an
super
awkward moment.
I was just about to say that.
Did you break up with the new girl? And
did you ask, can I take both of you guys?
No. In fact, what happened was that there's so much pressure on certain life events that the girl, her name was Andrea, she was super into it and put a ton of pressure on having to look her best and get our outfits matching and all this stuff. And then we're at this party. This is just because we all went to parties at that age.
All right.
And she's on this, like, there's 20 people on this backyard swing. You know, like the one that old people sit on, like a chair?
Sure. Mm.
She's on the swing with all these girls, and they're all drunk, and they're all swinging. And the swing breaks, and, she lands on her face. And so now, it was great. So I'm running around as I usually would with, you know, drinks and my friends, and I'm not even thinking about anything really other than more drinks. But then this tragedy happens, and she got hurt. She was hurt and then it became about getting to what makeup would she need for the photo. And so actually, if you did see the photo, you'd go, oh, she is screwed. Like, she's covered in makeup.
Yeah.
But she was also kind of screwed up because the...
Is this Vinny's long way of telling us he took an ugly girl to prom?
Yeah. No. She was... actually, she was really pretty. But, you know, I was already back with my girlfriend. I wasn't going to be able to do anything.
So who did Darcy go with then?
She didn't go.
Oh.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Crazy story, huh?
That is a good awkward moment.
That's a solid awkward moment.
So
you
there
took
was a
the
point
girl.
When we
nice
got back
you.
To the hotel where I'd been ordered, you better call me and check in with me because I'm going to be sitting at home doing nothing while you're out at some dance with some girl. So I had to call from the hotel.
I was going to say, were you sober enough to remember her number?
Yes. Hello. I had it memorized even when I was wasted. Duh. Anyway, sorry. Go on with your trash story. My bad.
That wasn't.
You call her like,
it
hey,
was the throwback thing.
I'm just checking in right now. I just want to call you to make sure that I called you.
Oh, Vincey Pooh.
Actually, Bryn, to be more real about it, we'd gotten this hotel room at the Embassy Suites right off Highway 55 in Santa Ana. Ding, ding. Mm-hmm.
Shame.
And we got busted within, I'd say, an hour of being back at the hotel. They cleared the place out. And me, being the nerves of steel that I am, mm-hmm. the police came in, busted the place, took our keys from us, put them on the countertop, and made us all leave. On my way out, I stole the key back.
Uh-huh.
And so we leave, and we're all out. And I'm like, listen, there's a bathtub full of beer in there. I am not leaving those soldiers by themselves. We do not do that around here.
No man gets left behind.
I'm going back in. And we ended up getting back in. And everyone was like, I can't believe you did that. But thank God you did, because we're young and we have no way of getting another hotel and we'd be out all night. And
certainly, we are too young to have beers. So right. We wouldn't have been able to get those either.
Right.
And was Andrea, did she return to the hotel room too, or was that
actually her and Missy, Jason Sisko's date, who was Missy, they came back and they said, you guys, we want to go out and hit other hotel rooms. And we're all, did you see that we just got busted? Like, we're lucky that we still have a place to be. We're not going anywhere. And they went, huff. Well, how do you do that?
Harumph.
Yeah, harumph! And they stormed off, and we went, they'll be back, and they never did come back.
Well, even if they, you know, what do you want them for?
Right.
They're just people who are drinking your beers.
Right, well.
So, listen, now that you've told this whole story.
Yes.
The throwback picture for today is Vinny's prom with Andrea.
I don't have that side by side.
Sandy. Sandy, please.
Come on, Sandy.
Sandy.
Come through.
God, I want to give Sandy my number so bad so she can just text me
Christina,
directly.
Since Christina's home, maybe there's something there.
Christina.
Yeah.
Christina does not have that. Trust me.
Well, Christina has Sandy's number, though.
Oh, that is true.
Christina, can I get Sandy's number?
How's that? 1 week before prom, the swing breaks and she lands on her face.
Oh, man.
Imagine the luck.
Mm-hmm. The luck? Is that
right.
luck?
Bad luck. Yeah, you know. Bad luck.
Well, I guess good luck for Dancy, because you didn't get to, you know, you didn't go with some hot chick who's going to put the moves
Dancy.
On you.
Dancy.
Whatever her name is. Marcy. Darcy. Darcy.
Anyway.
So anyway, today I'm on the hunt. I've asked Christina for Sandy's number. We're going to see if we can get the prom pictures for Andrea. If we can't, by the end of this show, Nicole's picture's going up.
Yeah.
That
sounds like a plan. Solid plan.
Thank you. All right, so that's our sponsor, the Alice 973 Instagram.
All right.
Where we post
10 minutes
things.
Later.
Yes, literally 10 minutes later. Let me see if I've got any stories to do. I do actually have a couple of good stories. So here we go. First of all, the NFT, the non-fungible token.
Mm. Oh, boy.
I've talked about it 12 times on the air now, and I still don't really know what it is. It's some form of currency that's attached to something of art, like whether it's a song, like who are the Sex on Fire guys?
Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon.
Thank you. They released this latest album as non-fungible tokens. Grimes, she attached some artwork that she'd done where she's the devil, I think. And she got like $6 million for that. And people are doing this, even though no one really understands it. Nathan Apodaca is selling his viral Fleetwood Mac TikTok video as an NFT. There is a catch, however, because he doesn't have the rights to a lot of the stuff that happens in that video. Mm.
Yeah, I was going to say that song is not something he's going to be able to.
That doesn't come with it.
Right.
And the other thing is the Ocean Spray people are like, also, you can't sell our logo. So you're going to blur that out. So for $500,000, that is the starting bid on this, you can buy an NFT pretend coin.
Why wouldn't he partner with both of those other businesses and get them all involved?
Maybe they said no.
Maybe. Okay.
I do not know. He this video is going to go up for auction on NFT marketplace Rarible.com. Starting bid $500,000, no Dreams and no Ocean Spray logo. Apodaca plans to use the proceeds to get his parents a house and open an event center in his hometown of Idaho Falls. He's going to open his own event center in Idaho Falls. Someone needs to advise him really quickly. Like, no, don't do that. Don't. Just put that money away for your kids' college educations. So if you're not sure what an NFT is, you're not alone. A non-fungible token essentially acts as a unique certificate representing ownership of a digital asset. However, any number of copies can be made of that. So it's not like it's exclusive to you and no one can ever see it again. So back to, I don't really quite get this. But good luck to him. Maybe he makes $10 million off of this thing. I think we're about to find out what these non-fungible tokens are worth. Or not worth.
Mm-hmm. He seems like a nice enough guy. And I don't know that you could ever plan to go that huge. I don't know why he hit the way he did, but he did, and good for him. He's riding the wave. Why not?
Yeah, that's a long wave too. It's is he a household name? What's his dog face something? What's his?
Yeah, dog face 208 or something.
I know him as Nathan Apodaca. That's all. And Stevie Nicks, super stoked. Dreams. Okay. Do you remember when Justin Long was the Mac?
Yep, absolutely.
And then there was a PC guy,
mm-hmm.
John Hodgman, who I knew from The Daily Show at the time. And he was like the stodgy, the old PC. And then you got Justin, who's cool.
He's cool and skinny, and the other guy's in a bad suit, yeah. Kind of chubby.
Do you have a little chunk of that, mm-hmm. the original, that we can take a look at?
Hello, I'm a Mac. And I'm a PC. You know, we use a lot of the same kinds of programs.
Yeah, like Microsoft Office.
But we retain a lot of what makes us us.
You should see what this guy can do with a spreadsheet. It's insane.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, and he knows that I'm better at life stuff, like music, pictures, movies, stuff like that.
Whoa, what exactly do you mean by better?
By better, I mean making a website or photo book is easy for me, and for you, it's not.
Oh, that kind of better.
Yeah,
I was thinking of the other kind.
What other kind?
And then they go to the Mac, and
they had a great run.
So here's something that you might want to take a look at this morning. Play me one of these other.
Hello, I'm a Justin, just a real person doing a real comparison between Mac and PC. Come on,
these are all PCs.
Oh yeah, Intel. Nice. Whoa, my face just unlocked that. That's so cool. And I've never seen a screen like this before on a laptop. Wow. And let's see over here. So these are the newer Macs?
Yeah.
Okay, so gray and grayer.
Guess who just
he
got
crossed
paid?
The street. Good for him.
This guy got paid. Listen, I don't know what Justin Long got for these commercials. But when you're known as the Mac guy and PC wants to recruit you to do your Intel, whatever, wants to get you to do their, I mean, don't you ask for just all the money.
Yeah.
I want half. Yes, of all your revenues of all time.
Yeah, you do ask for a lot of money.
Oh,
that's
my
a good
God.
Tim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of these commercials. You know, put a link to a couple of them, if you would,
sure.
Up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Justin Long, who, if you don't know him from anything else, because what do we know him from?
Well, I think
he did
Die Hard 4, didn't he?
No, I wouldn't know. I never got past number two.
He was in that Dodgeball movie. I forgot the name of it, but with Vince Vaughn.
Dodgeball.
That's just the name.
The Dodgeball movie. Yeah, we all. There's only one.
You know what's weird is he had a career going, and he seems to have disappeared. Yes, he was in Die Hard, Live Free and Die Hard. I don't know if that was the fifth one or the fourth one, but
I think he dated Drew Barrymore for a while, and I want to say he was in a movie with her where they. She slept over and they had a great time, and then she was gonna move away or something. Yeah, I saw him and said, he's very charming, very, very charming.
Mm-hmm. He's still working though. He's in something called Masters of the Universe Revelation.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, he's a voice worker guy.
Oh,
and then he does a voice for something called F is for Family.
All right, so he's working and clearly doesn't need to anymore because he just got the new PC.
He's just
commercial.
Not that into you. That's the one I remember.
Oh, sure. Isn't that
Do you want to see another commercial? It's a pretty good burn on this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
All right, here's...
It's a laptop. Tablet. Laptop. Tablet. Laptop. That's cool. Oh, and there's Intel. Nice. Okay. And now I got a laptop, and it's just a laptop. Oh, I also have to get a tablet, I guess. And a keypad. And a stylus. And a dongle?
Oh, the dongle. That's what gets you right there. And a dongle.
Oh, Apple.
Come on.
Oh, that's good.
That is, right? You know what? That's one of my giant complaints is you get one thing to plug me into or, God, what is with you guys? I got a different plug for my phone and a different plug for my laptop and a different plug for my... Boy, they really nailed it with that one.
Yeah, all bought separately, right?
Yeah, you got to buy them. Mm-hmm. I've spent money on dongles out the yin-yang, and then you lose them, and you got to buy more. Dongles.
Meanwhile, we're all deep into Apple, so, you know, where do we get off?
I'm looking at everything I have in front of me is Apple.
Right.
But still, I like it. Just turns out I'm dumb. Justin just told me. So anyway, there you go. Justin Long, who did the original Mac and PC things, playing the role of the Mac, is now all in on PC. And that, can we find out what Justin Long's net worth is, please?
Oh,
just
while
I go to the next story. I think that this is really an...
He's worth $15 million.
Oh, only $15 million? He's poor. That he needs all the money. Maybe they haven't figured in the new PC money, right? Mm-hmm, I mean, he's getting at least $300 million. Good for him. He's working. This is an historic first for Marvel Comics. And this is going to be in time for Pride Month. There is a new gay Captain America who will debut during Pride Month as they expand their increasingly diverse roster of characters. Known as the Captain America of the Railways, Aaron Fisher is this character's name. He'll make his first appearance in the United States of Captain America number one. It's a new series, and I'm assuming this is a comic book, right? I'm going to say, since they're calling it number one, it's a comic book. It'll explore everyday people from all walks of life who've taken up the mantle of Captain America to defend their communities. In young Aaron Fisher's case, the LGBTQ plus hero does his best to protect runaways and homeless teens, even though he doesn't possess the powers of Steve Rogers' super soldier serum. These are just people who take up for other people in the outfit of Captain America. They're regular people. Right. So there it is. A gay Captain America. He's got a mohawk, all kinds of facial piercings.
Oh, is that him there?
Yeah, that's him. Yep, there he is.
Oh.
Yeah. So
he's a lot rougher than I would have expected.
He's rugged. Yes.
I would have thought he'd be more fancy.
People are
overalls.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Captain America overalls thing. It's like I said, he doesn't have the real powers, so he's got to just make do with what he's got. Paint those up.
Boy,
make those look like a Captain America.
I feel
outfit.
Like some people are going to say, that's not my gay Captain America.
Mm. Well, I would love to see theirs. Why don't they, you know, there's very nice artists out there that could mock up what their gay Captain America would look like.
Overalls?
Yeah.
And Converse high tops?
And a sleeveless hoodie. That's a good look.
I like that.
He's got the America. Cool. I like it too, actually.
He looks more like the grunge Captain America
than the
gay Captain America, but okay.
Listen, he's come out and he's gay. Deal with that. So that's coming out in time for Pride Month. So there you go.
On the flip side, though, he does look like he'd get me good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. He's a good lay, you can tell.
Ooh, I'm sure.
Ooh, did I say that out loud? Oh, it's hot. Okay, what's coming up, Vin?
Sorry, I'm still...
That's fine.
...getting got by Captain America, gay Captain America.
All right. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it.
What this company did to this guy should be considered a crime and more after the...
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.